Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mike Max, a rare night off. They go to the bullpen. Brad Lane points at me, and here I am. My name is Steve Thompson. You hear me typically on Saturday afternoon, sports schedules permitting, here on News Talk 830-WCCO. The Constant, our producer, Chris Tubbs, and we have got a ton to talk about. The Final Four is in town, four great teams, and a local legend playing for one of those. We'll get into that in more detail a little bit later on in the program. The Timberwolves slumping right now at a very bad time. Much more on that momentarily. The Wild continue this long homestand, and they take on Marc-Andre Fleury's original team. Of course, he went to Vegas and played for the Golden Knights, but Marc-Andre Fleury made his name in net for the Pittsburgh Penguins. Lo and behold, the Penguins are in town tonight for their lone regular season appearance at 7 o'clock at the XL Energy Center. And the Vikings have been busy. The Twins were busy earlier in the day, and they got beat on this final day of March by the Red Sox 4-3. Real quickly, inside the box score on that, once again, it's spring training. And what we have learned from spring training over the year is someone can be red hot, and then the regular season starts, and something happens, and they don't have a great season. A year ago, Kenta Maeda and Randy Dobnak had phenomenal springs, and it went badly for both, and it went badly for the Twins. And so I wouldn't draw a great deal of conclusions out of the record, etc. I think there are individual performances as players are round into form. Players have been sent out. The everyday lineup coming into focus. By the way, I think one of the big stories of the spring will be Chris Archer making his spring debut tomorrow for the Twins in a game against the Braves. And that'll be at noon tomorrow. So That is one of the big headlines. And I think that could be a huge story for the Twins if he does pan out. Veteran free agent signing, injured. We've heard this story before, but Archer could be an X factor for the Twins as they get the campaign started. By the way, Do-Young Park joins us in about an hour. He covers the Twins for MLB.com, and he will have much more on the home nine. Opening day a week away. I would say we'd be closing in on a final about now on opening day, and we did learn that young Joe Ryan will get the ball on opening day for the Minnesota Twins at Target Field. We'll keep our fingers crossed on the weather, but it looks reasonable for early April in these parts. And I want to get your quick thoughts on that, Chris Tubbs. Giving the kid the ball on opening day at Target Field.
I love it. I absolutely love it. I might be in the minority, but I am a I'm a believer that let's give Joe Ryan the ball. Absolutely. Because when Kenta Maeda went down with that UCL injury and you knew it was Tommy John, really at that point, who else did you have? And I know you went out and, you know, you picked up, Dylan Bundy in the offseason, and Sonny Gray and Chris Archer. I just feel like right now, Joe Ryan, yes, he's going to be the first rookie to start a game for the Twins opening day since 1969. I just feel like that's the right guy. That's the right call to show him you're our guy long term. We believe in you. I think he flashed enough last year when he was up. Granted, very, very small sample size. I understand that. But I am in the probably very minority that I'm excited. Because think about this. If he gets off to a good start, your young guy tosses gets the win opening day against Seattle, who had a very good year. And, I mean, they're expected to be a contender for the wild card. To me, it's maybe a risk, but it's a risk I'm willing to take.
Yeah. And, Bailey Ober is a guy who is a bit more established. And
Bailey Ober doesn't have the stuff. I mean, Joe Ryan's got electric stuff. I mean, would you agree?
Well, my point being do you thrust them into that moment at this point in time? Obviously they are, but I'm just thinking Ober's got more time under his belt in the big leagues, more time with the Twins. I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know if you give the ball on opening day to one of these other guys. I don't think anybody would have batted the eye if they said, hey, Sonny Gray, now will he be ready in time? He's been taking it very slow, obviously. And then Archer is, we'll see Archer tomorrow for the first time. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was between those two kids, I believe, and they're going to give the ball to Ryan.
Yeah, and I mean, I think if you look at the spring that he had, and again, sample size, I understand that. Yep. 5 scoreless innings, 3 hits allowed, 6 strikeouts. He's the fourth-ranked prospect, the Twins, according to MLB.com. To me, I think it's great. I love this. I absolutely love this. For this team. I do.
And it's 1 week away. That's what's so crazy about it. We went through all this lockout nonsense, and then finally, boom, they get a deal done. Boom, spring training starts. Mm-hmm. And now opening day is 1 week away from today. It's just insane how quickly this has gone.
Yeah, and I mean, think about it. It was just like, it seems like yesterday that we're talking about Carlos Correa, right? We wake up and we're like,
right,
who is this Carlos Correa fella? It couldn't be Carlos Correa that played for the Astros, right? I mean, and think
not
about
that guy.
Not that guy. And all of a sudden, hey, we hate the Astros. The Astros are cheaters. We hate the Astros. Boo. Oh, Marwin Gonzalez is here. Oh, Marwin, you're okay. Oh, you signed Carlos Correa? Oh, man, Carlos Correa, you're awesome. It'd be the same thing if it was Jose Altuve or Alex Bregman. And I mean, that's how fickle we are, though. That's how fickle we are. We hated Carlos Correa. It's like Brett Favre. We hated him. Now that he's on our team, he's like, oh, man, we love him. We love him. He's great.
Well, and I think for the Twins, when they made that initial trade, before they were able to dump the Josh Donaldson contract on the New York Yankees, when they made the deal with the Rangers and picked up a solid shortstop, yeah. I was in on this everyday lineup. I felt like, if healthy, this is a recording, Byron Buxton in center field. I like the outfield options. You got Max Kepler in right. You've got likely Alex Kirilloff playing the lion's share of the game. You got Luis Rise, a good bat,
yep,
who can move around outfield, infield, and help you out. And then around the infield, you got to give Miguel Sano another shot. Jorge Polanco at second base panned out. Even if it was the guy they picked up from the Rangers who was here for, 36 hours before being traded to New York, I was fine with this team. And they had options at third base. And the catching situation, I was fine with the catching situation. So I felt like the everyday lineup, it was all about the pitching. And I still stand 1 week away from opening day wondering, okay, all the guys we've outlined, you got the kids in Ryan and Ober. You've added these other guys now. You know, will Archer pan out? Generally signing veteran, oft-injured guys hasn't panned out for the Twins and rarely does, but maybe it will this year. But I'm still concerned about that part of the ball club. I think this could be potentially now with Correa at shortstop. This could be a top 10 run-producing team in the major leagues. I don't think that's a stretch. If Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa leading the way, this could be a very productive team with the bats.
Sorry, Steve, go ahead.
Well, and I was just going to say, but on the flip side, if things don't go really well, this could be a bottom team on the pitching side.
It could, but I will look at it this way. Dylan Bundy is not Matt Shoemaker. Chris Archer is not Jay Happ. I mean, this is not Homer Bailey. This is not just trying to get those bodies just to round it out. I don't think that at the end of the day, because of the truncated spring training, I don't think that the Twins are done. I don't feel like they're sitting on their laurels. I know that everybody's talking about Manea and Frankie Montas from Oakland. I know, but at the end of the day, I was talking to Hammer about this, that the Twins don't need a fifth starter until May. So I think you can get by with the guys that you have right now, and what you've got five right there, and they're in a position. I feel like the Archer signing is not, it's not, I don't think it's meant to be a difference maker. You're not going to get, I mean, I think he's thrown 139 innings over the last like 3 years combined. So
yep.
I think you're looking at, if he's healthy, he's not a pitch to contact guy. He's a guy that can give you several quality starts. I don't think you're looking, for him to go out there and eat up a lot of innings. But I feel like at like $3.5 million, it's a low risk, high reward sort of signing. I don't think there's a whole lot of risk with a guy like Chris Archer.
Yeah, and I'll just jump on one that during the entire lockout, I was hoping they'd come out of the lockout and get a deal done with Big Mike. And they know Big Mike a lot better than I do. He ends up in Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
That was another, in my opinion, what did he sign for? $5.5 million?
Yeah,
he wanted to be here.
Like a couple mil more than Archer, I think.
Right, but he would have been another depth guy, another insurance policy, and I know there's been ups and downs with Big Mike as well. So it's still my concern. I think as I go back to the days when I was a kid and would live and die with the Twins and going to games at the old Met and then the Metrodome. I like this everyday lineup. I have no problem with it. And you add Correa and Buxton. He's got to play 140 games this year, right?
Oh, if Byron Buxton stays healthy.
And plays 140.
Oh, my gosh.
Look out.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm salivating at that.
I agree.
He and Correa, you're right. I mean, this has a chance to be a really, really good lineup. And, I mean, I still think they're significantly further behind the White Sox. I think that right now the White Sox are the cream of the crop, and it makes me uncomfortable to say that, but right now the White Sox are the team to beat in the American League Central. I don't think there's any question about it. But to say that the Twins could not be in that wild card conversation, I think that is very, very much possible for this team. I think the ceiling is a potential postseason wild card spot.
Yeah, I do feel like good lineup, good fielding, club pitching, they're going to need to show me that they're a credible pitching staff, and that's my concern at the moment. I have another concern, and that is the Timberwolves. And right now, one of their max players, D'Angelo Russell, is not playing well at all. And you can see the end of the regular season from here. And they have a big game in Denver tomorrow night. He's flat out not getting it done. We'll get into the Timberwolves woes in a bit. The good news is they are a playoff team, but it looks like they will be in the play-in tournament. We'll get into all of that coming up in a moment here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Sports to the max. Steve in for Mike. Chris Tubbs in, our producer. We did a deep dive on the Twins. Joe Ryan, opening day starter, 1 week from today at Target Field. And they got beat today by the Red Sox down in the Grapefruit League. The final there, 4-3. And then on Friday, Chris Archer gets a start against the Braves. Radio again on Saturday. They play the Rays. It is a noon start. Devin Smeltzer on the mound for the Twins there. And then Sunday they will play the Orioles, the baddest birds in baseball, and we mean bad, Sunday at noon. Opening day coming up 1 week from today. Hard to believe. Looks like the weather is going to turn in our favor. As we mentioned, Wild and Penguins tonight. Before we jump into the Timberwolves real quick, about the Wild, they have definitely gone all in. Marc-Andre Fleury, some of the other moves, a little bit more grit, a little bit bigger on the blue line, and it is paying dividend. It's been a shot of confidence, and now they get a good club in Pittsburgh tonight. Another measuring stick game for the Wild. Still a long way to go in the regular season, but they are back on track. For a while there, it felt like this club might not make the playoffs, and they got a jolt, and now they're in good shape. So good for the Wild. They get the Penguins at home tonight. To the Timberwolves, it looks like they're settling into the seventh seed. It is still mathematically feasible, Chris Tubbs, that they could get the six, but that's about it. In reality, they'll be the seven.
Yeah, and they are. And let's be honest. If the Wolves, they've had opportunities, Steve, to make their move up into the number six or the number five. And they stubbed their toe a little bit along the way. But you know what? That's fine. Like, the fact that they are even in this conversation after being a doormat for so long. The very fact that we were talking about the Wolves in the playoffs or in the play-in, however we want to phrase it, to me, and they've already hit the over on the, you know, on the Vegas win total. So we've already, to me, they've overachieved this year, no matter what happens going the rest of the way. But you look and you want more now. You see that there's a ceiling to this team, but we're also finding out that the floor is, it's kind of a really, really low floor. And I think there's a little bit of concern by Timberwolves fans over, you know, what we've seen the last, you know, maybe week or so.
Yeah, it has been disappointing, and you can't call out Cat. He has been really good. Sure, there's been some emotions. There's been some spots in games where he loses his cool, but he got the team off to a really good start in Toronto last night, and then
dude, they're up by 17 when he's getting the ball. Cat gets the ball. Cat's involved. All of a sudden, you're up 17 on the road. And then, he gets into foul trouble. And then Toronto starts double-teaming him. And he takes one three-point shot the rest of the way. I mean, there's something wrong with that.
And here's the thing. Nobody came along for the ride. Nobody saw, here's our best player, Karl-Anthony Towns, playing his tail off in the first quarter. And everybody else, what were they doing? What was D'Angelo Russell, what has he been doing? Now, I know he's struggling from the field. Just real quick. Last two games, at Toronto and at Boston, at Toronto last night.
Yeah.
3 of 15 from the field overall, 1 of 7 from outside the arc. At Boston, and the Celtics, that was just a buzzsaw. That was just a beatdown that day.
Yeah.
1 of 6 from the field, 0 of 3 from outside the arc. So you have a max player right now who apparently doesn't have any health issues, because D'Angelo Russell is not shy about taking himself out of the lineup when he isn't feeling well or he isn't 100%. I mean, look at his track record this season. And a guy is hurt, a guy is hurt. I get that. But he, if he's not right physically, he has not been shy about coming out of the lineup. So if he's 100% physically able to play, what you're getting out of a max player in D'Angelo Russell right now is not going to get it done. And if he doesn't get it figured out, it's going to be a quick exit for the Timberwolves because they absolutely, mm-hmm. positively need this guy.
Let me even go a step further with that, Steve. And I mean, I don't want to depress anybody, but I did a little bit of research. I did my own, I'm do my own research guy now, Steve. I didn't know if you knew
that. Nice.
I'm do my own research guy. Yes. He has not had more than 20 points in a game in over a month, which the last 13 games, he's had less than 20 points. We're talking just strictly about scoring here. Four games, he's had less than 10. And, I mean, on March 9th against Oklahoma City, 2-for-7 from the field, 3-for-9 against Phoenix, 1-for-6 against Boston. Like, you need that. But if he's not doing that, he's got to facilitate more. And there's only been two of those games for a point guard, and those are wins against Portland and Oklahoma City where he had more than 10 assists. Other than that, he's been less than 10 assists, and he's been less than 20 points. And you need more out of that because I mean, Anthony Edwards is a star. Cat is a star. D'Lo is a very good player, but he's got to be on his game. And you're right. If he is not on this Wolves team, they may be able to get through the play-in, but you're not beating Memphis, you're not beating Phoenix, you're not beating Golden State with two guys clicking. Because you and I both have said that we think that the matchup against Memphis, maybe we're dolts, maybe we're knobs, maybe we're idiots, but we feel like the matchup against Memphis is not necessarily an entirely bad one for the Wolves if they get everybody rolling.
Well, there is a little good news, and there still is time. Now, they have Denver tomorrow night. On the air is 7:30, tip 8 o'clock. Timberwolves and Nuggets from Denver. You get beat, you're the seventh seed. You win, outside chance, we both agree. It's still a mathematical chance. In reality, they're going to be the seven. Then you get Houston, mm-hmm. on Sunday. Mm-hmm. You got the Wizards, you got the Spurs. Now, those are games where someone like D'Angelo Russell can get a little confidence.
Get him
back.
Right.
That's all I'm saying is that has to be the hope for Timberwolves fans, because in reality, the sixth seed out the window. So now you're going to be in the play-in tournament, and you have an opportunity. You win that first play-in game, all things are pointing to them getting the Memphis Grizzlies. If they lose that first play-on game, they have another shot. And then if they won that game, that second game of that tournament, then they would get the number one seed Phoenix Suns. And we saw how that went at Target Center recently. So for the Timberwolves right now, obviously avoiding injury, but you got to get, mm-hmm. D'Angelo Russell right. I mean, the numbers I threw out, the numbers Chris threw out, point two, that is a huge concern at the moment. Maybe they'll get it turned around in Denver tomorrow night. We'll find out for sure. Quick break. We've got all the news at 7, and then a ton more here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. Steve in for Mike Max.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore.
Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.